And as we go on to step 10, it is as simple as that. If you have any sponsees that are sitting on their step 9 waiting for a whole list of amends to be done, step 10 is telling us this will be continued for a long lifetime as we go through life. There's no keeping them halted there. The bigger inventory has been done. The amends are a lifetime. It's a step 10, continue to take personal inventory. And when we were wrong, promptly, in a timely manner, admitted it. It's a process, not an event. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And we say, check yourself before you wreck yourself on this step. Step 10 suggests we continue to take personal inventory. We continue to make amends and continue to set right any new mistakes as we go along. Are you willing to do this? Yes or no? We continue this process of mindful living, living in God's realm of operation in life. We vigorously commence this way of living as we cleaned up the past, as we cleaned up the past to my sponsors. That's the passage where it says, as we clean, as we made our amends, not let's wait for the 250 amends you like to believe you need to make before we finish the steps so you can sponsor. Are you willing to do this? Yes or no? It's a yes. We have entered the world of the spirit. That's a big commitment. I have entered this world. I am not leaving. And my next function is to grow in understanding and effectiveness. I take that seriously. It's a new understanding of understanding. It's a new understanding of effectiveness. This is not an overnight matter. It's a process. It should continue for a lifetime. Continue to watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. That's your step 4. When these crop up, when they do, because they will. I'm an addict. That's how I learn. It's a constant education and it's free. Thank you, God's University. We ask God at once to remove them. Our step 3, our step 7. We just learned all of that. We discussed them with someone immediately. That's our step 5. That's your properly appointed authority. And we made amends in step 8 and 9 quickly. If we have harmed anyone, then we resolutely turn our thoughts to someone we can help. I'm a thought addict. To turn my thoughts towards someone, it means I have to turn it away from this mad liar that acts as God. Love and tolerance of others is our code. It means less paperwork and less amends. Love and tolerance is our code as an embodied way of living. It means we don't cross our arms, sit there and say, hello, welcome, newcomer. I mean, contrary to my display picture, my Zoom picture being cross-armed like that, that's not my attitude in life. It's open arms, welcome, we're here. Have you heard about this book? Right? So step 10 promises. It says, how do I know if I'm having a spiritual experience? There you go. It tells me. And we have ceased fighting anything or anyone, even alcohol, people, places, things, drugs, obsessive compulsive behavior. For by this time, sanity, our step 2 has been fulfilled. Sanity would have returned. We will seldom be interested in liquor, drugs, acting out and behavior. Take a deep breath. Yeah, it's a promise. These promises are prayers. We pause. If tempted, we recoil from it as if from a hot flame. We react sanely and normally, and we will find that it has happened automatically. There's no choice. It happens. We will see that our new attitude towards liquor, drugs, obsessive compulsive behavior has been given us without any thought or effort on our part. It just comes. That is the miracle of it. We are not fighting it. Neither are we avoiding temptation. We feel as though we've been placed in the position of neutrality, safe and protection. Neutrality is the eye of the storm. In the eye of the storm, in the nucleus, you're always safe. In the outskirts of the of a storm, you're going to be going on that word, like that whole spin. We are not even sworn off. Instead, the problem has been removed. It does not exist for us. We're neither cocky. There's no big shotism. It kills us. Nor are we afraid. That also kills us. This is how we react so long as we keep fit in spiritual condition. Through step 5 is that how we do that. And it says, be mindful throughout your day and ask yourself, am I living in column 4? Am I in self-will, no power, or in column 5? God's will, God's power, willpower, volition, agency. Remember to correct your course, which is the flight story. That's all of these stories that are at the end of the workbook. On the next page, page 26, you see your daily personal inventory. It says one, brush it off, let it go. Because sometimes with the inventories, you can literally just brush it off. Never wanted to pick it up anyways. Number 2 is pause and pray. which is allows it to be dissolved in you. Or we put pen to paper and we right size it in ink. You see in this chart, it's very simple. It gives you all of your liabilities, all of your column four, and then it gives you all of the assets to strive for. And when you're going through this, my recommendation is always pick up a partner. Get someone to call out the liar when you can't. If you're going through this, oh, I wasn't, no, I wasn't, no, I wasn't, or go to a meeting or start a meeting, that's step 10, 11 meeting, and help someone out. I love you all. I appreciate you. Thank you for the opportunity.